This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The NTSB just held another briefing on this week's mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. The board's J. Todd Inman says barges are coming in from Virginia to help pull the plane out of the Potomac.
They will be secured, located, and then significant salvage operations will continue. They are ongoing right now, but this will be the main lifting.
There are reports the helicopter was flying above an acceptable level. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more.
They're looking at altitude, and the president was clear about that. Someone was at the wrong altitude. Was the Black Hawk too high? Was it on course? Right now, we don't quite know.
Gary O'Hara's son, Ryan, was the crew chief on that Black Hawk. CBS's Mark Strassman asked him his thoughts on President Trump blaming the crash on DEI policies.
I know Ryan respected the people that he flew with and trusted them with his life.
Crews have recovered the helicopter's voice and data recorder. It's a Trump purge at the FBI. CBS's Jake Rosen reports the president is canning some top FBI officials, including those who helped Special Prosecutor Jack Smith investigate him.
We've heard that those teams are being fired by the end of today, and potentially there's a list of other agents going through the FBI and Department of Justice right now who are being told to retire or be fired by the beginning of next week.
President Trump's new tariffs will kick in tomorrow.
The president says the tariffs of 25% against Canada and Mexico and 10% against China are non-negotiable.
No.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said it's about economics.
We have about a $200 billion deficit with Canada.
And with Mexico, he says, the deficit is about $250 billion, and that doesn't even tackle the border issue. As for China,
China makes the fentanyl, gives it to Mexico, puts it through Canada.
And then, Trump says, into the United States, costing millions of American lives. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In Southern California, a man is pleading guilty after his drone collided with a firefighting plane during the Palisades fire. That plane, a Super Scooper, had to be grounded for days. Acting U.S. Attorney Joe McNally says that man wasn't the only offender.
Contrary to law and basic common sense, some individuals were recklessly operating drones around the firefighting relief efforts.
The Trump administration has started taking down parts of some federal government websites. CBS's Aaron Navarro explains why.
Trump wants the FAA and the Department of Transportation to scrub anything regarding DEI in regards to hiring. You've seen many executive orders from Trump regarding scrubbing anything related to DEI. So that's what we've learned.
Stocks were down today after the word that the Trump tariffs would take effect tomorrow. The Dow was down 337 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The suburban Detroit woman, convicted of involuntary manslaughter in her son's school shooting, is asking for a new trial.
The issue for the judge is, why wasn't a formal written agreement that allowed two witnesses to testify given to the defense attorney, Michael Desi, who now represents Jennifer Crumley? He alleges that the prosecution withheld evidence.
The prosecution violated the discovery rules. They violated the constitutional principles. They had an absolute duty to produce those agreements.
Prosecutor Karen McDonald denies that she withheld evidence. She said she was fully transparent. In any event, the judge will take a couple of weeks or so to issue a written opinion, and likely, either way the judge rules, that will be appealed. Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
The NFL says it will investigate allegations by several massage therapists that Ravens kicker Justin Tucker engaged in inappropriate sexual behavior with them. Two spas in the area have banned Tucker, who calls the allegations unequivocally false. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Currently 35 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
The Beach Boys on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits. Well, good evening, just after 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we start the weekend together. Got a whole lineup of weekend stuff for you. All day Saturday, from timeless hits to basketball. Sunday, the whole works, too, with Lou Regani. We'll talk more about it as the hour goes on tonight. Here on WRJN, but now it's Marvin Gaye and the Grapevine.
Oh,
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Favorite coming-of-age songs from Van Morrison, My Brown-Eyed Girl. And I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're along as we get the weekend started together. We've got a great Valentine's Day contest going on. Going to be a lot of fun. You can enter by simply stopping into some great sponsors. Details coming up in a few on WRJN.
Oh, my friend, had to ask me something they didn't understand. How I get all the women in the mall. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, I just ain't there to do that. So you oughta treat her like a lady. The best you can do, you gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving to you. I mean, oh, you got to love her, tease her, but most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her, so make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange.
offering you. There you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She giving to me, Lord, you can see. You know what I mean.
This dirty old part of the city, where the sun refuses to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true: you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
This place, the Animals on WRJN. You're home for local news, timeless hits, and the timeless hits mean we've got some timeless gifts for you, too. As Valentine's Day gets a little bit closer, we've got some fun things to give away, like flowers covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, your sweetheart's sweet tooth satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory, also in Kenosha, and we'll take care of the bling, too, with Racine's Rasmus and Diamonds, and a great concert night, too, with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. All you need to do is enter at any of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th. We'll give you a call with details. So stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. They're at 75th Street and 30th Avenue there. Rasmus and Diamonds, of course, on Washington Avenue, Highway 20 in Racine. And the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless Valentine's gifts. From your Valentine, that's us, WRJN.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let me be your love and tear you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Yeah, doesn't get much more Elvis, much more timeless than Elvis. Doesn't get much more Elvis than Elvis either. Teddy bear, WRJN. 98 years we've been here with your local news, and now the timeless hits too. Always reminds me of the Major League movie. When Charlie Sheen, the relief pitcher, came in, he was the wild thing. Frogs, WRJN.
But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about, then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is a word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Precious moment.
98 years. Racine's home for local news. Now timeless hits too. We're WRJN. And I'm Chris Morrow. Looking forward to the weekend. Well, it's underway now. But this weekend, we've got all kinds of great stuff on the air for you, as we do every weekend. Run down some of that coming up here next on WRJN. But first, Mamas and Papas. I saw her again. Yeah. local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and a great relaxing weekend just ahead. We're starting it off, of course, Friday night with the timeless hits. Tomorrow morning between 6 and 10 a.m., Rick Johnson's in, and he features a fun thing called the Capsule Countdown. He's got 10 songs all spliced up really tight that describe a theme, maybe a year, maybe a month, maybe an era. I don't know what it's going to be, but he'll do it tomorrow morning at 8:30 and 9:30, the Capsule Countdown with Rick Johnson. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, an abbreviated version tomorrow from Terry Hovell. He'll be on from 10 to noon. Then the Badgers take on Northwestern starting at noon tomorrow afternoon. And Sunday morning, it's Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. Great weekend planned for you all this weekend here on WRJN. Next week, maybe some more tickets to this show. Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association. Listen for details.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Sleep.
My way back to you from Frankie Valli, the Four Seasons on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. And of course, big deals too. Your chance to save up to 50% on local food, services, and merchandise. Simply log on to our website first, WRJN.com. Click on the big deals logo and then shop from home with up to 50% savings. Check the site often for new deals every week here on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
the debate rages on. Ike and Tina Turner or CCR? What version? Well, that was CCR, of course. Proud Mary on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and musical debates. I think if I had to come down to it, I'm going to land on the side of Ike and Tina Turner, although I can't knock that version at all from CCR. What do you think? Shoot me a message. I'd like to talk about it. We can discuss it, maybe on Facebook. Kind of like politics, only over songs from the 60s and 70s, right? Glad you're here as we get into the weekend. Good evening, Chris Morrow with Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. The vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Welcome to the weekend, Friday night with the Beatles.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Very strange.
the shaves, another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for the tram. And then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ear and in my eye. Beneath the blue suburban skies, I said a meanwhile by Penny Lane is in my ear and in my eye. Beneath the blue suburban skies, Penny Lane.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The NTSB just held another briefing on this week's mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. The board's J. Todd Inman says barges are coming in from Virginia to help pull the plane out of the Potomac.
They will be secured, located, and then significant salvage operations will continue. They are ongoing right now, but this will be the main lifting.
There are reports the helicopter was flying above an acceptable level. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more.
They're looking at altitude, and the president was clear about that. Someone was at the wrong altitude. Was the Black Hawk too high? Was it on course? Right now, we don't quite know.
Gary O'Hara's son, Ryan, was the crew chief on that Black Hawk. CBS's Mark Strassman asked him his thoughts on President Trump blaming the crash on DEI policies.
I know Ryan respected the people that he flew with and trusted them with his life.
Crews have recovered the helicopter's voice and data recorder. It's a Trump purge at the FBI. CBS's Jake Rosen reports the president is canning some top FBI officials, including those who helped Special Prosecutor Jack Smith investigate him.
We've heard that those teams are being fired by the end of today, and potentially there's a list of other agents going through the FBI and Department of Justice right now who are being told to retire or be fired by the beginning of next week.
President Trump's new tariffs will kick in tomorrow.
The president says the tariffs of 25% against Canada and Mexico and 10%